when I get new job coaches and new people I hire, it's one of the things we talk about. It's like, you're going to, especially if they're a parent, you're going to want to step in and do it for them because it's taking them longer than what it takes for you to do it. Please don't. You're encouraging them. You can do this. Right. Show them, tell them how to, if they need to, model it and then help them. But again, the next time you want them to be able to do it. Our goal is for them to learn how to do this independently. And they're like, oh, okay. And sometimes it takes a little few times for them to really see, because it might take them 5 minutes to do what, if you did, it would take you 30 seconds.
Right.
It's okay if it takes them 5 minutes. The more they do it, that time will decrease.
Yeah,
but
well,
the self-esteem, the self-advocacy, the jobs that they can get, the more independent they can get, that is always the goal.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brighter Together podcast. My name is Janet Courtney, and my special guest today, and I will tell you, very patient guest because I had an audio issue when we started, is Eden Guthrie. Eden is the special education coordinator at Georgetown ISD, and that's in Georgetown, Texas. So, Eden, thank you for your patience with me, and thank you for being here today.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm very excited to share all the amazing things we're doing here.
Awesome. Awesome. And we found out we're not that far apart, maybe 4 or 5 hours. Not too bad.
Because my daughter used to live in Corpus Christi. So yeah.
So tell everybody a little bit about Georgetown ISD. You can tell them where it is and a little bit about you.
Well, Georgetown ISD, we are a little bit north of Austin, which is great. It also has one of the prettiest downtown squares in the United States. They get that designation every year. Anyway,
nice.
We have about 14,000 students, pre-K all the way up to 22. My particular program is for students ages 18 to 22, but who still are a student in our district. Due to their disability, they have special needs in regards to like learning vocational and independent living skills. For myself, this is my 27th year in special education, and all 27 years has been really focused on special education students who have what's called a low incidence disability. So that typically means an intellectual disability or autism or a combination of both, in conjunction often with a speech impairment or a visual impairment or some other types of impairments or needs. I started out at middle school and then I went to elementary as a teacher. And then I was a specialist for 11 years. And then I became a coordinator. So this is my 9th year as a coordinator, my 6th year in Georgetown ISD. But all through that time, one of the things we always talked about is having the end in mind, meaning when they leave us, when they leave this school district, have we prepared them to be as independent as they possibly can and be a valued member of our society, right? So that's what we do here at Bridges is we've done academics. Academics is done. We still have needs, right? Due to that low incidence disability, we need hands-on practice and a few years of practice to really get you as far as you can towards getting paid employment,
right?
Or maybe a volunteer. Or getting ready to just to help at home. How independent can you be at home with cleaning, with laundry, with self-care? And so that is what our whole focus is here, is getting them to be as ready as possible, to be as independent as possible when they leave here. Because there is a time limit. Unfortunately, there is an age limit to it. So that's kind of been my whole career, is just helping to teach as a teacher and then as a specialist and as a coordinator to teach other teachers how to do it, to help our students just grow and be their authentic self.
Yeah, for sure. And some would argue, gosh, are gen ed kids getting there?
I know. Trust me, I've had some parents who are like, can their gen ed sister come here?
Yeah. My kids fortunately have all moved out, but my son Jonathan, as you learned this morning, works here. I mean, he works at my house and but he has his own apartment, he does his own thing, and you know, and my daughter has her own house, and my youngest, you know, it's like you have to be intentional. I mean, it's really easy to just sit back and go, "Okay, well, I'm going to just stay in. This is comfortable. I don't have to do that. Yeah. Right.
So what, yeah. What's interesting is we have had some students who decided not to. It's called 18 plus services. When they leave that, they've met all their high school requirements, mm-hmm. and they continue on to a program like this. We have had some students in the past in our district who decided, no, I don't want to do that. And they end up not getting a job. They're on the couch, like you said, kind of just being comfortable. But then they start wanting to buy certain things that their parents say no. Mm-hmm. They want money. They want to get a job. And I've had several students over the last, well, I've been over bridges now for 4 years. So in mm-hmm. those last 4 years, I've had, I'd say probably at least four students who that's how it was. They had graduated at their regular time, but then they like, we need to come back. And they have come back and they.
And they can. That's beautiful that they can.
Yes. Yeah. One thing I think a lot of parents don't know and understand that they can come back. It's a what's called an ARD committee decision. Yep. Mm-hmm. And so that we all come together and we review what the needs are. And if we have transition needs that were not met before and they are still age-wise eligible for services, then we bring them back and we set up very individualized services for them. And in every single case, it's been extremely beneficial where students have left us with paid jobs.
Well, so, and then they're motivated because they've realized that, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And Go ahead.
Go on. No.
I was just going to say ARD is a Texas term, but ARD is very similar to an IEP committee. So those of you that don't know, Texas loves ARD instead of IEP. So yeah. I don't know why that is, but that's okay.
I don't know either. We just, yeah. You know,
every state's different. Every state is absolutely different. So anyway, what were you going to say? I apologize.
No, I was just going to say I had one young man that had been that way and his sister had got a job and was making money and he told his mom, well, I want to make money. And she's like, well, then you need to go back to school so you can learn how to get a job and have a job so you can make money. And he was only with us for about a year and a half, but he was really motivated. And I would love to tell you about our different level programs.
Well, yeah, well, tell started, us. The, yeah. So tell us the actual name of the program and how it, okay. Yeah, how it started. I know we kind of like jumped in the middle. Let's go back to just the very beginning.
Well, I was just going to say, he started our volunteer and then he went to intern and then he got a paid job. And he graduated from us. But yeah. So I have 42 students. It's called the Bridges Program, GISD Bridges. We are on Facebook and Instagram.
Good. Yeah.
Called GISD Bridges. And so as it's grown, right now we have 42 students. Last year we had 36. We're expected to have about 50, 51 next year. It's just
fantastic.
We're growing.
Yeah. Nice.
So through that time period, we've really grown into having a really good continuum is what we want. So our first level is what is called developmental. And so our developmental level kind of correlates to our life skills type classroom called developmental alt curriculum at the high school and that kind of piece. So these are students who are very involved, often medically as well as cognitively. Mm-hmm. So they come here for half a day and we are really working on those daily living skills that is so individualized to that student.
Yeah.
And it just depends on that individual student what that is. Like we taught one young lady in her who's in a wheelchair how to vacuum with a steak vacuum, made her so happy. And then she could help mom vacuum at home. Right. Mm-hmm. Very individualized to that
right.
young lady.
But that's independence for her. That's the, you know,
correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
And anyway, so that's our developmental level classroom. Mm-hmm. We're just working on those individualized daily living skills. Our next level is what is called our campus volunteer. So here at Bridges, we have our own businesses and enterprises. So we have what's called Bridges Boutique, where all items are student made and sold in our boutique. By our students with support from job coaches. And so we have, almost any boutique type thing you can think of. We got earrings, we got jewelry, we got aprons, we have pot holders, we have kitchen towels, we have t-shirts, we have hats, we have candles, we have soap, sugar scrubs.
So neat. Yeah.
In cards that the students make, bookmarks. Anyway, so we have our boutique. We also have what's called Bridges Brew. So we are selling coffee, hot chocolate, and now we have flavored lemonades. That's been a big hit. And so we have those here on our campus, which is in the Future Ready Complex. So we are not like a high school campus. It is a separate building that houses a special alternative campus called Richarte High School. And then we also have advanced CTE, which is career and technical education. So think automotive, cosmetology, culinary. And so we're all together in this building. It's all about future readiness and getting students ready for their future. And so that's where we have the brew and the boutique. And so those students who are in our campus volunteer, this is where they work every morning. So morning is all about vocational with all my other groups. So that's my campus volunteer. Hopefully they get successful there, how to interact with customers, how to follow directions, how to work. And then we work towards moving up to our next level, which is our community volunteer. So our community volunteer is just what you would think. We're still doing volunteer level work, but out in the community. Georgetown, Texas is amazing in how they support our students. And we have about 21 community partners. And so at our volunteer level, we have two different groups. Well, technically we have three groups. We have two that are out in the community. So they go out with a job coach with about 3 to 4 students. And every day of the week, they go out to a different community partner that we're doing volunteer level work with. So for instance, we have Meals on Wheels and Helping Hands, where they're making sack lunches for people who are needy in the community. So we make like a little assembly line. We have had IHOP in the past. We have Schlotzky's, where we're cleaning menus. We're rolling silverware, that kind of stuff. We're going to the library. We're doing some cleaning there. There's a local organization called The Locker, which they really help families in need. So we're doing organization for them, unpacking boxes. We're doing deliveries and that kind of stuff. All Things Wild is another place that we're working with, which is nonprofit for wild animals. Happy Chicks. There's different restaurants here. So they're working for about an hour and a half. But again, it's more simpler type task, but it's understanding how to be in your community at different businesses and learning those employee type skills. And then our next level is even higher up and harder work, and it's our intern level. So our intern and volunteer both rotate every 6 weeks. So volunteer has two different rotations, and their third rotation is here working on brew. At the intern, we have 4 different industries and culinary. So what that means industry-wise is we have restaurant, retail, grocery, and custodial. So in those 4 different areas, so for 6 weeks, say a student is in restaurant. Every single day of the week, they're at a different restaurant. And we're doing restaurant level skills. So we're in the back doing food prep.
Gotcha.
We are bussing tables. We're bringing out food to customers. We are hosting and sitting them down. The point of intern is to do an actual job that you can get hired for. Right?
Right. Right.
So grocery, we're bagging groceries. We're doing returns. We're getting the carts. And so can you see the progression? Right?
Yeah.
Of these simple skills, and then community volunteer, doing it out in your community. And now I'm doing actual type work that I could get hired to do in our community, and they see the work. And so like HEB and seeing our students working there at the intern level, we have 3 current students working there, and we've had like 2 or 3 students who've been hired by them in the past because HEB is one of our best partners.
HEB is amazing. It
they
is.
Really are.
Yeah.
So
we love HEB in Texas.
Rotate through there. Some of the new things we've added is we added a Bridges Culinary. Because we're in this beautiful Future Ready complex, we have a full industrial sized kitchen. And so we added Bridges Culinary January of last year, and this year it's really grown. And so we have students who are getting culinary level certifications so then they can go get a job in the restaurant industry. We've added other certifications. We just had 3 students literally yesterday who got their certification in custodial type work. So they can now go get a job in custodial.
Nice.
We also partnered with ACC. ACC is Austin Community College. They have a college program for adults with disabilities called ACC Steps. We've been wanting to partner with them for about 3 years, but there's a cost. There's tuition. And so creating other...
Did you do a grant or...
So what we did is there's a organization called the Assistance League, and they're in different parts of the state. And so the Assistance League of Georgetown wrote a $10,000 grant for us. God bless them.
Yes, God bless them. Absolutely.
And so they were able to fund us to send 17 students.
Beautiful.
Two ACC steps. So for one class, well, one student does two classes, but so 16 of them are taking one class at ACC steps. We take them there. We do not stay with them. So they are taking a college course. Half of them are doing financial literacy and the other half are doing the principles of retail. So this is this new partnership where then they can see themselves as a college student. Mm-hmm. Their families can see them as a college student. And so that hopefully... It, after Bridges, you can go into one of these college programs for adults with disabilities if you want to, or we've given you the tools, you can go into the workforce, right, and get competitive employment. Last year, we had 7 students get a job. The year before that, it was 5. So, you know, hopefully this year will be 9.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, my gosh, that's fantastic.
Yep. There's a lot of moving parts. A lot of amazing things are happening for our students. And it's just it's so rewarding. This is what I started doing 27 years ago, right?
Right.
Teaching middle school, wanting to teach students to get to this level. And now... I have 42 students that we're doing it for, and we just continue to grow, and it's a fantastic, fantastic program.
Are you struggling to keep speech therapy fully staffed or tired of high turnover? You're not alone. At Lighthouse Therapy, our speech language pathologists are seasoned professionals, and most of them have over 16 years of school-based experience. They're not just qualified, they're consistent, relational, and results-driven. We offer 3 flexible delivery models: virtual therapy, hybrid therapy, and in-person therapy. It's speech therapy done right for you and your students. Learn more at lighthouse-therapy.com/brighter together. And it's something that sadly probably could have been done before, but as we have grown in understanding disabilities and understanding neurodivergence and understanding all of it. Please don't say I'm here that I'm criticizing, because I'm not, because it's just, but it's just exciting to be in this time, to be living in this time. And knowing that people get it. People get that these are human being, beautiful children that want to be successful, want to do things to serve their community, and they want things. You know, they like any other person. They want to be happy. They want to be married. They want to have kids. They want to have a job that's fulfilling. And exactly. You guys are doing that. So kudos to you guys. Congratulations.
Thank you. We in April we do our own little mini transition fair for our families, but then we also do what's called a reverse job fair. So we invite our businesses to come to us, our intern level students who have these skills, create a job board, they dress up, they have their resume. And so we invite businesses and community members to come and interview them, right? And hopefully hire them. And what happens every single year is somebody who doesn't really know comes to the community part of the event. And we're like, hey, please interview our students. It helps them get this interview practice. And they're like, oh my gosh, like, he's amazing, or she's so wonderful. Like, yes, I would hire them.
Yeah.
Because they don't recognize that, right? If you don't have that level of experience of working with adults with disabilities, you don't realize how amazing these young people are and what it can bring to your business, right? Because most of the time people are going to come into your business, they interact with this young adult and they walk away feeling good. Mm-hmm. And the student did the job that they were expected to. It may take them a little longer, but it is so eye-opening to the community member and to this employer And it just continues to open the world. And they tell other people, and it, and yes, this time compared to when I started, night day difference, just this level of understanding and acceptance. And like I said, Georgetown community, amazing, just amazing with the
support. And what you're doing and what I think that we as special educators get is a lot of times the community and sometimes even parents and they see the disability. That's all they see. They see a child with a disability. And so they want to love on them and they want to support them, but they don't see the human being that has the desire and the drive to do things and to be independent. And sometimes it's vacuuming, you know, sometimes it's, I was able to communicate. I'm a speech therapist, as I said, you know, when they get that they can communicate their own needs and communicate their own wants and desires. Oh, for me, that was always like, yay, huge.
100%. It is gigantic. We have students who come here, like, okay, I'll give you one young man. This is his first year with us, who when he was at the high school, we do a Bridges Day. So the high school students who are going to be coming here come spend a day with us.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
And he came and spent a day here and his head was down the entire time. He wouldn't really interact with us. He had some loveys with him, right? And I'm like, okay. And then literally his first week here, where it's not a high school. It looks like a community college. We treat everybody with respect and like they're an adult and you have value and we want to hear you, right?
Right.
And within the first day, even, he was lifting his head up. By the end of the first week, he's cleaning up after himself. His head is up. He's talking. He's communicating with us. All the related service providers. So if you think speech, occupational therapy, physical therapy, all those people who had worked with him for years, they all came to check on him. And they're like, he's like a different child here. Like, wow. And it's like, yes. Like, we give them their voice, you know? Mm-hmm. And whatever that voice is, whether it's verbal, whether it's through a device, we have it all here. And I think it's just because of who we are, because they're all adults and we treat them as such. And all my job coaches the same way. They feel it and they respond in kind. And they just are like, no, you're right. I am an adult.
But, you know, it's like, but it's true. I mean, it's just like I've seen it over and over again where people see, I mean, even if it's a physical disability and not a intellectual disability, or, you know, it's like people are just more patient. People that stutter, I have seen people be incredibly patient with an adult who has a stutter than somebody who doesn't, right? And it's just, it's just inherent as a human being that, you know, there are people that are not kind. There are, but most of us in the world are kind and loving to others. And so as a business owner, it's not a dumb move. It's a smart move to
very smart
work.
And you get a tax write off.
And yeah, there you go. And there's financial rewards for it, right? Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. It's a win-win all the way around. It really is. And ultimately, the person that wins the most is that child and that child's parents. Yep. And that makes me want to cry because I'm so...
I know.
It's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. It really is.
It really is. And the hugs I get from the parents, you know, when they're leaving us and they're going to a job, even if it's 2 hours a day, three days a week, right? It's so rewarding to that student and their family. And the self-esteem is just worth it. The community involvement. I mean, it is such a beautiful thing to see. And I love it when I go into a grocery store or a restaurant and I see a former student. There's a student who does groceries, one of our HEBs that was like mine, like so long ago. Right. And it's just like, oh, yes. Yeah. And that makes me want to go back to that HEB, or it makes me want to go back to that, whatever it is, whether it's a restaurant, like I know, like Olive Garden has this one young man with a disability. It's like, I want to be wherever his table is.
Right. Yeah. Put me where he is. Right. Yeah. Put me where
correct.
He is. Yeah.
Just, but you were right. And I hope business owners are listening. Like, it's a win-win all around and for everybody. And you will be surprised that you'll get some repeat customers specifically because you hired somebody with a disability.
And you never know, they may have somebody in their life, because we're at some point in our lives, all of us are touched by disabilities somewhere. You know,
I get that all the time, mm-hmm. especially when it's a new business owner. I'll be like, my nephew, my cousin. Mm-hmm. Yes, I want to support y'all, just like I wish somebody had supported whoever it is, or how they have been supported in another state. So sometimes that is how we get a foot in the door.
And that's okay. We'll take it.
Whatever it is.
Absolutely. So, okay. So Eden, tell us, I know you plugged it a little bit, but I want to give you the opportunity to really plug your program and where people can go to find you, business owners that have heard us, even if they just have a question of how do I do this? I'm not in your area. How do I find somebody that's doing this? Either way,
Okay. So one, we would love it if people would follow us on our social media. So we are on Facebook and Instagram. It is just GISD Bridges. And so there's an email attachment there that we would get information from. My name is Eden Guthrie. So my email is Guthrie. So GUTHRIE and then E at georgetownisd.org. Please reach out to me. I would love to answer any questions. We do monthly tours for families, but I also do tours for other districts from as far away as from West Texas have come to visit our program and our building.
Love it.
For those who are in a different area wondering, does my school district have this type of 18 plus programming? You just reach out to your local school district in the special education department and find out who's over 18 plus. The other piece you could do is you can Google in your district's website. Every district has to have a transition educational designee called the TED, and it has to be posted on their website of who the TED is and how to contact them. And so that is the person that should know everything about transition and 18 plus for their district. If you're a parent and you have a young adult who's sitting on the couch and you want them to, they need to be taught specifically how to do certain job tasks, reach out to that TED person for your district and find out what you can do, what services are available to help your son or daughter.
For sure. Awesome. Well, Eden, it's been an amazing conversation. Absolutely. I knew it would be once we got over my audio issues. And I just thank you for being here. The whole point of this podcast is to get out, give you guys a voice, give educators a voice to talk about the amazing things they're doing, because I mean, it's brighter together because we're brighter together. Right. So thank you so much for your time and for your patience and for the love that you're giving those kids. It's very evident.
Thank you. Well, thank you for inviting me and helping us get our word out and get my voice heard about the amazing things that can happen with young adults with disabilities. I love what you're doing about highlighting what can happen with our leaders in an education for our students. It's awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate it. God bless you guys.
Thank you.